This morning we are sitting here with Bicycle Network member Peter, who has over the years been an absolute champion for bike riding in his own community. And I don't say that word lightly. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Thank you very much for the nice words.
That's okay, no worries. Now, Peter, tell us, how often do you ride and where do you ride from in Sydney?
Okay, so typically I ride every day of the week to work. So I'm riding from Narromburn into the city and home again in the afternoon. Then on the weekends I try and get out with my family. Not as regularly, but we try and get out as a family and have a ride together.
Perfect. Now, we met a few years ago now, and we've seen you at a lot of our Bicycle Network events in the area. What gets you out riding? What do you love about bike riding?
Look, there's a whole heap of benefits to riding. I think the main one, as I think about it, is I just enjoy getting on the bike and riding. It is just good fun. Now, everything else becomes probably a little bit incidental after that, but the health benefits, the fitness benefits, the health benefits of getting out and getting regular exercise are obviously really important. Hopefully if I lose or keep a little bit of weight off, that's a bonus as well. One of the other things I find is I hate waiting for the bus, getting on the bus, travelling on the bus and all the waiting in traffic that you typically do. So I don't miss that at all. So another typical benefit. If I think about the environmental impacts of people getting out and getting on bikes, that's another important aspect. The climate change is a high priority for me. So all of those things are
they're pretty convincing reasons. Let's be honest.
Absolutely. But the number of bike riders that I meet along the road, and you just know that this is the best time of the day. The number of times I've heard that said to me, it just astounds me. And I think to myself, yeah, probably is.
Now, you're a Ride to Work champion at your workplace.
Yes.
I've been and I've seen you wrangling people to ride bikes who don't ride bikes, and also encouraging those to keep riding. What is it that you tell them for people who don't usually ride a bike? What do you tell them the reasons why?
Look, it's fun. I think that's the main thing. We do a couple of things at work. There's the Sydney Rides Challenge, and that one's a really fun one. People get out, get on a bike for 10 minutes. So it's for a lot of people, it's just in reminding them that they can get out on the weekend and go for a ride with their family, and they sign up and win some prizes. For a whole heap of people, it's getting out and trying a bike. A lot of people don't have a bike, and during the last Sydney Rides Challenge, I think I've counted three people that have actually gone out and bought a bike because of the challenge. So maybe it's taken a couple of those to get them over the line.
That's brilliant.
But yeah, we tend to go out 10 or 15 people as a group, ride around Hyde Park or Barangaroo, and everyone enjoys the ride. This city of Sydney puts on lunch for us as well, and a tasty free lunch is always is always going to be nice. So
you do, obviously there's the work side of Peter who looks after the work and tries to encourage workplace to do it, but your family is also pretty heavily into bikes. You all do ride. Where do you guys go and ride usually on the weekend?
We've got some great bike tracks around the Willoughby area. So we're at Narromburn. We've got a bike path going directly past us. It winds through some really nice parkland through our Tarmond. We've also got some nice straight bits up to Lane Cove. So that they're nice and safe and easy for the family to get onto. And we go out riding together. Occasionally we might ride across to Cammeray. Not quite as safe, but from a parent's perspective. But it's good to get the kids out and riding around.
So you think there is more work that can be done in the area to make it even more enjoyable for others who perhaps aren't as encouraging as you towards bike riding?
Look, absolutely. I think probably the most important thing is completing the connection from Narrenburn through to the Harbour Bridge. That would be my primary thing. I think the number of bike riders coming in from the lower North Shore would skyrocket with people feeling safe away from the traffic, because I've been doing this for quite a number of years now. not as long as many, but even today, I don't feel safe riding up Miller Street in North Sydney. I don't necessarily feel safe at riding through North Sydney when I'm on the road with other traffic.
It is improving, though. You must admit you've seen it improve a lot over the years, but there's still more that can be done.
Look, absolutely, it has improved. I can see North Sydney Council working hard on it. It's great to see the commitment from the New South Wales government around the Harbour Bridge stairs. I think that will make a difference as well. The Pacific Highway or the West Street and Pacific Highway links are probably really, really important. But certainly I've seen the number of bike riders in the city and around, across the bridge, the numbers there have visually just, increased. So without looking at the stats.
That's true, and we must mention as well Emma, your daughter, who is a bit of inspiration. She has taken on the role at her school, pretty much following in her dad's footsteps to try and increase bike riding. So tell me, what's Emma done that's so special, and how do you feel about that?
Look, very, very proud of what Emma's done. Extraordinarily impressed. She's a Year 8 girl. She joined the Student Representative Council, was looking for something to do. I sort of suggested that she might want to do ride to school.
Suggested, or did you?
No, suggested. Not suggest. It was honestly just a suggestion, and then she picked it up and ran with it so well. She contacted Ryan or the Bicycle Network and got help from. From the Bicycle Network, which is really appreciated. Ryan, the local Willoughby Council also did a fantastic job in supporting it. 99 Bikes also were really supportive. They came in and donated a bike for the girls. So Willoughby Girls, Emma goes to Willoughby Girls High School. Very high. There's over 1,000 students. Very small number of bikes being ridden. So Emma has pretty much, with the help of one of the teachers there, provided promotion for the Ride to Work Day, including organising all of those people and getting them involved, and getting, I think, 35 girls to ride on a very, very wet Friday in March.
They were very keen, and it's good to see that too. They're trying to continue bike riding as well.
Look, absolutely. Lisbeth from the Willoughby Council has promised to keep going with. I think there's a program, and I'd love to. Sorry, ride.
Mind body pedal.
Thank you, Ryan. I knew it was a movie or book of something like that. So that will continue, and hopefully next year that will get bigger and bigger. There is, interestingly enough, Willoughby Girls sits right next to Willoughby Public, which has a high proportion of younger primary school children riding to school. A lot of those then move on to Willoughby Girls, and it stops at that point in time. So I'm really, really proud of what Emma's
doing. Yeah, it's a common thing for the kids to stop riding when they get to high school. But look, you are a member of Bicycle Network, and having people like you as our membership base is so important to keep that message going across. What are the best things you've seen about the work that's been going on?
Okay, so there's but basically, I'd like to thank you guys again for coming in and helping me at work with promoting cycling. One of the reasons, or the main reason that I do it, is the more people that cycle, the more voters that there are out there that cycle then, and therefore the more likely the government is to spend more money on cycling. Very long-term strategy.
It's working, mate.
Hopefully we get there. So Bicycle Network coming in and helping me promote that is fantastic. And there was a second point, and it's gone from my mind at this point in time, Ryan. So what was the question again?
What are the benefits you've seen of being a Bicycle Network member? And of course, it's a plug. I'm trying to see if you've enjoyed your time with us.
Look, I think the other thing that I enjoy about the Bicycle Network, one, the insurance is important.
Yeah,
so it's that peace of mind. I don't necessarily, like I said at the start of the interview, I don't necessarily feel safe riding to and from work. And I always wonder whether I've got enough life insurance. And certainly my wife asks me that every so often as well. In fact, she goes as far as to feel some days that, you're not riding a bike again because it's too dangerous. I think I do like the Ride On magazine that comes along. The little notifications that I get every couple of days, giving me an update on what's happening in the cycling community, what's going on politically, what things are occurring as of interest to me. So yeah, all of those sorts of things. I do like the fact that Bicycle Network is an advocate for change. Across Australia, really.
I don't think we could do it without the support of our members, and especially of people like you, Pete. So if there are three things, you've got three words you could say to somebody who comes to you and says, I don't know how to ride a bike, what would it be?
Three words on the spot.
Please try now.
Pete, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to keep working with you in the future.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks.